It seems like there's hardly a weekend that goes by that somebody doesn't come up to me with something like a rosary, a purse, and say, "Father, we found this in the pew." Or on the other side of that, somebody will come and say, "Father, I lost my rosary." If somebody brings it, it's mine. You know, we've got a drawer full of things over in the office that people have turned in that have been found here in church. Now, I'm one of those guys that is always losing my keys. You know, I thought many times if I could just find a way not to lose my keys, I'd have a lot more time to get things done. Now, cell phones are also easily lost. But the good thing about a cell phone is you can call it. And if you don't have it on vibrate, you have a good chance of finding it. You know, losing something and finding it is an experience we've all had. But we also know that kind of sense of anxiety when we've lost something really valuable to us. And not necessarily monetary value, but personal value. You know, the person who comes and says, "I lost my rosary, and my mother gave me that rosary." Or, you know, "I lost something that was just really precious to me." And then we know the relief when we find that again. Jesus tries to connect with that feeling of ours today. That feeling of concern when something is lost. That feeling that something's just not right anymore in my life. And then that great relief when finally it's been found again. He connects with that feeling and tells us that something like the joy of heaven when someone who has been lost, someone who has turned away from God, who's been caught up in sin, suddenly finds their way back. Jesus tells us two stories to bring home that point. The joy in heaven when one sinner repents. Sometimes I think we have an image of God that God is sort of begrudging about forgiving. "Oh, well, I'm God, I gotta forgive you, but I sure don't want to." That's sort of the image I think we have sometimes. And so Jesus tells us that other story. That father who's out there watching and waiting and hoping and yearning for that son to come home. And then when the son appears, he does everything he can to make that son feel welcome again. He rejoices. Can we imagine God being that way with us when we've roamed away, when we've got caught up in things that we shouldn't have gotten caught up in? And then we come back. Can we imagine our God being like that Father? Arms open, ready to receive us, embracing us. You know, that's really the good news. You know, the word gospel means good news. And the good news of the gospel is that God is waiting for us. God is longing for us. God wants to share his life with us. And no matter where we've been, no matter what we've done, God does not want to lose a single one of us. He wants every room in that heavenly kingdom to be filled. He wants every one of his sons and daughters to be there with him. That's the mercy of our God. And that should be the joy that we know. The joy that God is waiting for us, longing for us, yearning for us to come back to him. Of course, there's always someone who might think, well, if that's the case, it doesn't really matter what I do. I can just go repent someday and all will be fine. Well, God is always ready to forgive. But it can happen that we get so caught up in something that we can't repent. We can't come back. We get so attached to some evil that we can't turn around. And the other thing that happens about attachments to evil, to sin, is that it destroys something in us. And it destroys the community in which we live. And so even though God is very, very merciful, and God is always ready for us, it doesn't mean we can take advantage of that. It just means that no matter who we are and what we've done and where we've been, God is longing for us. God is yearning for us. God wants to give us mercy. God wants to share his life with us. It's a call to come back to him, to be embraced in the arms of God's love, to know his peace, his joy in our lives.